Episode 1864, Reflect Upon Your Present Blessings.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you are ready to conquer your week with a smile on your face. Come on. You got this. I know. Can you believe it? It's already mid-February. You only have 29 days in February because it is a leap year, so you get to add that extra day, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get more done. No, usually that means we get less done. So today, deep breath, it's Mindset Monday. Reflect upon your present blessings. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You want to stay tuned right here to get the latest and greatest information as we are launching the Academy here and also in our new revamped newsletter. With that being said, let's jump into Mindset Monday. Charles Dickens says this, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." How are you waking up every morning? Today is Monday. Is it that day that drags you down just by the name? Or are you encouraged to rise up and conquer that which comes before you? Too much of our days are spent fussing. I can remember when my children were much younger, even once in a while now, not as often, but every once in a while, they get in this woe is me mode. They think the world is crashing all around them. They want what they want and nothing is going to change their mind. They become overly obsessive with themselves, the M-E, right? Me. Not me as in mom me, but me as in them me. You got that? Okay, I know. It's Monday, right? We're just going to be totally confused on Monday. Now, some of that can be attributed to stages of early childhood development, but when we get older, we lose that excuse. Just because life isn't giving you what you think you deserve doesn't mean you have the right to go and verbally attack the innocent customer service rep behind the counter as you are checking out of the grocery store. But we do this, don't we? There's a sense of entitlement and not the extreme. Yes, I know that you might be thinking that there is no way I'm one of them, but we are here to be honest and not critical of everyone else. So we got to look inwardly and ask the tough questions. If you want to grow, you got to be pushed. And here I'm challenging you and I'm challenging me. This isn't just about you. I mean, I love you, but it's about me too. I've got to challenge myself. Yes, we can all be a person who feels like we are being shortchanged. You get the, why me? You know, why does this always have to happen to me? Why can't something good happen to me? The problem with this is that the more you focus on what you don't have, the more it expands. Oprah Winfrey says this, "The more thankful I became, the more my bounty increased." That's because for sure, what you focus on expands. When you focus on the goodness in life, you create more of it. It all goes to say when you're looking or searching for one particular color and type of car, all of a sudden, you begin to see that same car that you're searching for in the same color. And you're like, how can that be? Or you go and you buy that car and then you're driving it around. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm like watching myself in a mirror. It's amazing how that works. I know I've seen it happen. And people come to me and you're like, you're so right. I said, I know. But we all experience that. You go and you think there's this great shirt or this particular look. And then everybody else has that. Right? The in vogue look, whatever it is, this pair of sunglasses, or it could be a certain pair of pants. And all of a sudden it's like, well, didn't I just catch on to this? But now everybody has it. That's because your awareness is heightened. You are more alert. So why not be more alert to what you have than what you don't have? Reflect upon your present blessings. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reflect upon your present blessings. Brendan Burchard says this, "Gratitude is the golden frame through which we can see the meaning of life." you're only looking for the yuck and muck, guess what? Then that is all you will see. Clear your lenses and begin to reflect upon your present blessings. So what does that look like in real life? Let's break it down. Come on, you got this. Stick with me. I know it's Monday. You're feeling a little bit groggy. Deep breath. Oh, man, you know what? If I take a deep breath, I may pass out because I'm still recovering just a little bit there. As I began to inhale, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I can't breathe very well through my nose. So let's try that again. All right, deep breath. I won't breathe deep because you may not hear the end of this episode. All right, number one, give thanks with a grateful heart. Don't be stingy. Don't be fussy. Don't have an ulterior motive. Don't be the author of your life that says, I'm only going to give if I can receive. That's not how it works. But if you have that stingy heart and you're trying to give thanks, it falls flat. And believe it or not, maybe you can pull it off a little while, but eventually people can see right through that. That's a lack of authenticity, isn't it? So give thanks with a grateful heart. You can't just give thanks without having that heart attached. And if you've been trying that and it's working for you, I'm going to ask you to stop. And I really want you to look at it and say, okay, I know I've been saying thank you, but if I really don't mean it, then why am I saying it? Because it falls flat. And that hurts people. And eventually, that hurt gets back to you. And you may not know why it does, but you begin to feel it and it weighs heavier on you. So when you give thanks with a grateful heart. Be open. Don't allow your whole idea of selfishness just kind of be like put in a little box and like, oh, no one's going to notice. Oh, yeah, they will. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Number two, heighten your awareness of goodness. Look for the good, not the bad. Be in search of it. If you're always looking for the bad, oh, I'm telling you, you'll find lots of it. All you have to do is turn on the TV. There's lots of it out there. 24/7, 365, right? You got news channels all the time. You want bad, 100% you can find it. But I'm telling you right now, 24/7, 365, if you want goodness, you can find it too. But you have to be looking for it. Heighten your awareness of goodness. Go in search of it. Because then it leads you to number three. Express your gratitudes. Tell someone you appreciate them. Don't just give thanks inwardly and say, you know what, Lord, thanks for this amazing day. I appreciate my family and thank you for me being able to pay the bills this month. And, you know, we were able to have a little extra money for this, whatever it is, right? That's all wonderful. I'm not saying not do that, but now I want you to go beyond yourself and express your gratitude verbally, physically, where somebody else knows about it. Now, none of this comes easy until you start practicing it. Practice makes progress. And gratitude, honestly, is somewhat hard because gratitude also does what to us? It humbles us. It makes it out like, guess what? We don't have the answers to everything. We don't control everything. We're not in charge. We're not number one. Gratitude what? Grounds us in a positive way. And yeah, believe it or not, a lot of us need to be grounded, me included. That doesn't mean we're walking around with these huge egos or huge heads. No, that's not it. But we need to remember how precious life is, and every person on this earth is precious. That doesn't mean that you have to agree with their actions. That doesn't mean that you have to follow them and love them and all of this. I mean, we could get into this whole philosophical, spiritual debate here. I know we could. We're not going there. We're sticking to Mindset Monday. So hang in there with me. But we can, however, what? Express gratitude. It goes a long way. And sometimes if we want to cross the divide, we have to express gratitude. Be grateful for our differences. It's a positive thing. I mean, seriously, life would be really boring if everybody had blue eyes. Well, I'm just saying. Life would be boring if everybody wrote with their right hand. I mean, come on. Now, it might be easier when you're sitting down at a really long table and everybody, you know, is on their right hand and they're writing with that. And so, you know, you have plenty of room. But it makes it awesome when somebody sits next to you, you write with your right, and the other person writes with their left, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like a new situation. This is kind of cool. You got to figure out something else. It what? It bridges the divide. Gratitude does that. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Heighten your awareness of goodness and express your gratitude. So the question is, what are you waiting for? Well, guess what? You knew I was going to have some suggestions. I want to challenge you to start within your own family. Look to your husband. Look to your children. Look to your mom and your dad, your auntie, your uncle. If your grandma or your grandpa is still alive, go tell them. Write them a note. If you're like, well, they're in another country or, you know, they're on vacation somewhere. You know what? Write them. Send them a text. Let them know that you're thinking about them. Maybe you need to tell a cousin or a good friend how awesome they've been to you. And you just want them to know that. Reach out. Because sometimes we may not have that opportunity. But today, you're breathing. You have that opportunity to reflect upon your present blessings. You can take aim on that. Action ignites motivation. You can change the world with one word. Thank you. Okay, technically, that's two words, but it is Monday. But it sounded good, right? One word, thank you. Okay, maybe it's thanks. Any way you look at it, go out and use those two impactful words. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for what you did today. You know, my hubby, over the weekend, I was really kind of down and out and I was not feeling real well. And Friday and Saturday was just kind of a little bit tough for me. Sunday, I was feeling much, much better. And hopefully, as you're listening to this, I'm feeling even better. And Tuesday's going to be awesome. I just know it is. But in looking back, I was like, man, I just didn't want to do much of anything. Friday and Saturday, I didn't cook. But come Sunday, I came into the kitchen area and I heard the water running. And I looked and it was my husband. He was doing the dishes. And not just a few of them. He was doing all the dishes, like the big pan dishes that I had cooked two nights prior. And he was doing them all. And he ran the dishwasher. And then guess what? When it was all done, he emptied the dishwasher and put away all the dishes that he hand washed. So then finally, I was feeling better come late afternoon on Sunday. And I was like, okay, I'm going to cook dinner. We can do this. We don't have to have leftovers. I'm going to make something. We'll do leftovers either on Monday or Tuesday night. And so I started cooking and I came in my kitchen. I was like, this is so awesome. It's clean. Now, yes, my kitchen is semi-clean. Now, my husband would beg to differ. But that's because I leave out things that I use every single day, all the time. It just makes it for, you know, less steps. I mean, really? Do I need to have 10,000 steps within my own kitchen? I don't think so. But that's for a whole other episode. Anyway, beside that point, I'm standing in the kitchen. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so awesome. I can actually cook dinner without having to clean two or three things or get stuff out of the way because the kids came in or something was left out. I mean, the kids pretty much, they're good at putting stuff away. But you know, I tell them to empty the dishwasher and they do literally that. They empty the dishwasher. Oh no, but there could be the clean pots and pans that I washed by hand sitting out completely dry. Oh no, but they leave them there. And so nothing else gets put away. And so that's another extra 5, 10, 15 minutes added to me cooking dinner. And I'm like, really? Seriously? And so I made a point specifically. Hun, thank you so much. She goes, did you notice I even emptied the dishwasher? And I said, yes, babe, I did. Thank you so much. It really does help me. And guess what? I can have dinner done that much faster. It's the little things. Plant the seeds of your presence. Gratitude grows your heart. What are you planting today? Are you being stingy? Are you holding back because whatever, fill in the blank. You don't want to get hurt. You're too tired. You're crabby. You're fussy. You don't feel good. I mean, I know I get the nope, not feeling good thing. I'm totally there with you. But really, does that give us the excuse? Or does it lend us the opportunity to be mean or yucky with somebody? Well, I don't think so. And most of the time, I don't think we mean it to be that. So today and every day, plant the seeds of your presence. Gratitude grows your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.